The Leukemia Foundation revealed on Monday that blood cancer is one of the most urgent and under-recognised women's health issues in Australia, despite being the second most common cancer diagnosed in Australian women. As we mark the start of Blood Cancer Month this September, Maeve Groom asked Bill Stavresky, head of research at the Leukemia Foundation, why blood cancer in Australia isn't being talked about.
Yeah, one of the key reasons for it being under-recognised relates to awareness and knowledge levels. And our research does show is that awareness around blood cancer is very low. Only one in five women are aware of what blood cancer is. And even more importantly and disturbingly, the results are even lower for awareness around signs and symptoms. For a cancer where prevention or screening is not possible, it's important to know what signs and symptoms are and look like to take immediate action. Without that knowledge, without the awareness of what to look out for, the delay in taking action and commencing treatment really doesn't have an impact on outcomes.
You mentioned that you cannot prevent, screen, or reduce the risk of blood cancer. Are there any signs women should be looking out for if they can to detect this early, or symptoms that may be commonly overlooked?
There are common signs and symptoms for blood cancer that women really should look out for. And the problem is some of those signs and symptoms can be quite common with many other conditions. And these include unexplained weight loss, unexplained bruising, recurrent infections, excessive fatigue. So irrespective of whether you've had a good rest, the fatigue and tiredness continues, but also swollen lymph nodes around the neck, armpit and groin region. And whilst they are the common signs and symptoms, what our research has shown is that women tend to delay any action, not going to see their doctor. And one of the key reasons for that is really they can mimic many other conditions, even things like the flu. Part of the message that we're trying to bring across is don't delay, don't hesitate, take action immediately, go see your doctor and ask for a blood test. But importantly, if you are diagnosed with blood cancer, it's all important to start treatment as soon as possible, as outcomes are much better this sooner treatment starts.
Could you talk to us a little bit about the immense toll a diagnosis of blood cancer takes on the lives of sufferers? How does this condition affect women physically, emotionally, and financially?
Blood cancer has an impact more than just the physical side. It's not dismissing the long and intensive treatments. For some blood cancers, treatment can go on for not just months, but over years. And so that's one aspect. And generally what's overlooked is the emotional side, the financial side. Financially, it means time off work. It means having others to look after you and support you, which might require them to take time off work. And the research does show is that the personal side, the out-of-pocket cost, are quite significant and up to $11,000 per annum. But more so than that is the psychological and the emotional distress. It means time away from family, time away from friends, particularly for women living in regional areas who might need to relocate. But the other fact is that because of the treatment and the high level of toxicity for some of the treatment, it could impact on fertility and the ability to have a family later on in life. And with the leading cancer amongst young Australian women and girls, that impact is something that's not really spoken about, but does have an immense toll on women.
It's Blood Cancer Month this month, which also coincides with Women's Health Week this week. How does blood cancer in women compare to more publicly discussed cancers, such as breast and cervical cancers? What needs to change for blood cancer to be recognised as a health priority in Australia?
Blood cancer is one of the conditions that really hasn't received as much publicity and public attention, but it is a cancer that impacts women of all ages. And for that reason, we are seeking not only the increase in awareness and understanding around blood cancer, but also the continued support and investment in key areas. That includes research, but also importantly, the investment needed to continue that support for women who are going and battling through blood cancer. And that support is the financial support, the accommodation support for women who need to move closer to hospitals, as well as that professional support, the emotional support that's needed to support women through their day-to-day battle with blood cancers.
Bill Stavresky, head of research at the Leukemia Foundation, speaking there with Maeve Groom.